Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, Attorney Ron Drescher, is here with us again today, and he's going to talk about a course that he's doing called Complete Bankruptcy. So for my attorney, this is something for you to tune your ears up to, and even for us who are friends of attorneys, for us to get our antenna going, because I learn so much every time I talk with you, Attorney Drescher. So I'm going to learn
and point someone in the right direction.
That's
so nice of you to say. I appreciate it.
How have you been?
You know what? I've been very, very busy because...
Wow, that's good.
Right after the shutdown started, sometime in early April, I started getting calls from other lawyers who were interested in getting into the bankruptcy field because they said, wow, you know what, the economy is going to go through some really hard times, and, you know, people are going to need help. And I think it would be really great to transition and be able to take a few bankruptcy cases here and there because that's going to be a hot practice area. Do you know of any resources? And I really didn't. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to create this course, and I'm going to offer it to lawyers so that I can help train the new lawyers that are coming into the practice how to do it right. So
perfect.
That clients get taken care of and so that attorneys can, you know, benefit from that increase in business. And that's what I've set out to do.
I have a question. So these attorneys that were reaching out to you were not previously bankruptcy attorneys. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
So how simple, because I went to school for education, so we can make what's called a lateral move if you had a degree in anything but education to get into the teaching profession. So I don't know if that's similar with attorneys. How would one convert? Because they saw an opportunity, but how simple is that to change?
I don't think it's simple. I don't think it's easy. But I think that it's possible if you have a mentor that is guiding you in the right direction and helping you separate what's really important for you to know versus the things that are less important for you to know so that you can accelerate your entree into that field. So the course is primarily videos because, you know, I have 250 YouTube videos about different aspects of bankruptcy law. So I'm very comfortable delivering information in that format. So I do videos, and there are three main modules. There's what I call a client solutions module, which is the kind of things that you should expect to see. Then there's the basic approach, which is how you take a case from the first meeting with the client all the way through to the close of the bankruptcy case. And then I have a Chapter 13 module. Now, these courses are really designed to be pragmatic so that you can hear them or look at them. I set them up as videos, of course, and the videos have like bullet points on them or emphasis points on them because there are certain areas that I really want the lawyers to pay attention to and to focus on. I also rip off MP3s so that they can, you know, download them to a device and listen to them, you know, while they're driving around their cars. And I also have them all transcribed. So, and then I have forms. I talk about systems and workflows. I talk about marketing issues. I talk about things that are very specific to how to fill out the bankruptcy forms, what I call the top five. I mean, you know, to fill out a bankruptcy form is not complex, but to have the benefit of seeing a few different ways that you could either get into trouble if you don't fill them out correctly, or to deal with situations that come up but are not, you know, plain vanilla, I do what I call the top five series. So top five for each of the different bankruptcy forms. And I just started pre-selling the Chapter 11 Small Business Module that's going to be released August 10th. And right now I've got, I have over 50 lawyers have signed up for the program.
How long will it take them to complete the program?
The program, it's a teach yourself.
Okay.
I would say to go through all of the materials. If you weren't doing anything else and you were really studying and focusing on it, it would take you about a week if you just went through everything.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, there's a mentorship component. I've
mm-hmm.
created what I call the Complete Bankruptcy Mastermind. And
okay.
That is a twice monthly Zoom meeting where the lawyers convene and I go into a deep dive on some specific area of interest to the lawyers.
Okay.
And then the rest of the time is open for Q&A. So they have a
okay.
chance to ask me questions specific to that topic or their practice or a case they're working on or bankruptcy law in general or how their
mm-hmm.
law firm is working. Plus, while you're in the mastermind, you can send me emails, and I will respond within 24 hours.
Okay.
And I have lawyers sending me emails all the time, and I'm happy to answer them. And 2 months of the mastermind come with the course.
Oh, nice.
And then
nice.
After that, that way I guarantee that they will have the opportunity not just to have the information on video and audio, but also to help flesh out issues that come up. Because, you know, you're a lawyer entering into a new practice area. You want to
mm-hmm.
be able to have somebody to bounce thoughts off. And,
okay.
You know, and listen, I've had people call me or send me emails before on issues. And they, you know, you feel embarrassed after a certain point that you go to the well too often. But if you have somebody who is saying, listen, I'm going to be your mentor, you know, don't hesitate to send me these emails. You're a little bit more relaxed in sending those emails. You're more likely to accelerate your learning.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited because you said something else that had nothing to do with the attorneys, but my business ears perked up. Can you tell me a little bit about the course that's starting in August? You said for small businesses?
Yes. Well, it's not for small businesses. It's for lawyers.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Lawyers.
I bet I could learn something from it, though.
Right. Oh, you absolutely could. It's for lawyers to handle small business and Chapter 11 cases. You know, it's very interesting. A new bankruptcy law was passed that went into effect February 20th of this year that makes it easier for small businesses to go through Chapter 11. It doesn't make it easy. It makes it easier. And that's an
okay.
important distinction. But you are required to file your plan of reorganization within 90 days. Well, the country went on shutdown in the middle of March, and all of these time frames were extended. So I don't know if more than a tiny handful of these small business plans have even been filed. So lawyers that want to get in on the small business Chapter 11 practice, which can be very profitable, caveat, you can also lose your shirt. Can get in on the ground floor and,
mm-hmm.
and kind of have equal footing with experienced bankruptcy lawyers because nobody has been working through the new law. And now is the
mm-hmm.
a time to get involved and really have an opportunity to get make progress in your bankruptcy practice.
Now, there's something that I've noticed with you whenever we talk. You find a segment in bankruptcy and you focus on it because you did one for the single mom. and we talked about that a while ago. But you find now this opportunity to be the educator of the attorneys, and that you're always educating is my point. And the fact that you have the complete bankruptcy course, the mentorship, as well as the small business piece for them, and showing them how to seize the opportunities to really get the most for their clients as they're helping them. So I always commend you for educating and for really having that eye for what's being overlooked, because years ago when I filed bankruptcy, there wasn't someone like you letting me know as a single mother, it's okay, you know, and you're going to be able to reset yourself. And so now you're telling the bankruptcy attorneys, hey, well, the ones that are going to come over to become bankruptcy attorneys, this is an opportunity, and I'm willing to help you and take a lot of the I should know this stuff when we really shouldn't out of it for them. You take the scary
right.
part out for them. So thank you.
Well, that's so nice of you to say. By the way, I speak to that very issue you just raised, which is that there wasn't a lawyer there to say that it was okay to file.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the points that I emphasize to the lawyers in the client solutions module is that it's important for the lawyer to somewhat be a bit of a cheerleader for their
mm-hmm.
clients. Because, you know, it's one thing to know how to fill out a form and to file a bankruptcy case and to get a discharge. But, you know, there are feelings of failure that
mm-hmm.
clients go through when they file bankruptcy. And
mm-hmm.
I think the really skilled bankruptcy lawyer understands that and addresses that on an emotional level with the client. And one of the things that I say to clients and that I tell the lawyers and I advise them to say is most clients really go through extraordinary lengths to avoid bankruptcy. They are not
yeah.
running up credit cards and then jumping in there being all abusive. That's not, I mean, you're talking about the tiniest, less than 1% of bankruptcy clients are like that. Most people
mm-hmm.
struggle and they work really hard to pay their debts. And what I tell people is, you know, people who are going to be clients is that, look, when you take on a debt, you have a plan to pay that debt back. And it's a plan that you're putting together in your mind in good faith. And bankruptcy happens when the plan goes awry. Usually through no fault of your own, or even if it is your fault, it's just mistakes. It's not malicious.
You didn't set out to do it.
That's
right.
You don't set out to take advantage. And so I commend my clients for their heroic actions. I say, you know what? I can see you really took heroic steps to avoid this. So I have a lot of respect for you. And you know what? That's important for the client to hear. And it helps bond the attorney with the client in a really meaningful way.
Yeah, I need to trust you. I'm scared right now. Life has changed. I remember that feeling. We have to wrap up because our time is up. Tell people how to get in touch with you if they want to know more about what you're doing, because there will be some attorney that is going to hear this or read this blog and need what you have. We never know where that student is for you. So make sure you give them that information.
Well, definitely go to my main website, www.dreschlaw.com. That's DreschlaW. I'm going to have a form that you could fill out and a link to a page where you can get a little bit more information about the course. You could also go to completebankruptcy.law, and that will also take you. So either DreschlerLaw.com or completebankruptcy.law will get you to where you need to be so you can get some more information. And then that'll put you into a campaign which I will teach you how to do, that will give you all the information, give you a lot of freebies or things you can download that'll give you some idea of what it looks like to be a bankruptcy lawyer.
Thank you, Ron. Until next time, have a super day.
Thanks a lot, Catherine. Stay safe.
Thank you. Bye now.